You're listening to Across the Park with Joel Kassam, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad. Welcome to Across the Park, a very multi-award-winning sports show. I'm Joel Kassam, and joining me to talk about all things Commonwealth Games, NRL, AFL, and whatever else are my dear friends Mick Rad and Gabby Morris.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, we got a real clap.
Yeah. We can clap ourselves, can't we? Hi, I'm not on the plane today.
You are. That's right. Yes, the last show we did, you were on a plane breaking all sorts of rules.
I haven't listened back to that show because I was on it for half the time. Yeah. But it must have just sounded terrible.
It was weird. So it was bad. A bit strange, right? Like,
apologies to all of our listeners who expect top-notch audio quality in their podcast. We did not give them.
I couldn't. Do they expect that from us?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know if they do.
Maybe not.
Not what people are coming here for.
Hey, it's good to be all back together again. In a way, Gab's not actually here in the room, but close enough.
Yeah, it's been ages since close the enough. Two of us have done a program together. I think the last time was when Dear Martin left.
Yeah.
The building.
That's right.
Here at 2SCR.
Yes, the old.
Back in the old days when Martin was here. Yeah. Go back and listen to that interview, by the way. It was really good.
It is. I don't know what that episode's called or how many weeks ago it was. So just listen to everything from the beginning. You've got about 170 to catch up
on. What number are we up to? What episode number?
I think it's 100.
Let's try.
Yes, go on.
Let's just try and get people to stay listening to us. So let's start making things interesting.
Oh.
So how do we do that?
Let's talk some good content instead of previous episodes that weren't that great.
Jeez, Gab's cracking the whip today. Far out.
Yeah, I'm cracking it. Feeling for our audiences. You know, it's a Friday evening. We gotta get things pumping. Let's get the juices flowing.
Well, you start, Gab, then I reckon, because you have been at the snow. You've been carving it up in the carving the white dust.
Is that what people say?
Well, that's also what you can do on a Friday night, sure.
Looked amazing.
Yeah. Carving the corduroy. What? That's when it's been freshly groomed, hitting the pow, which is the powder. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I've just come back and I love going to the snow. It's a privilege. It's extremely expensive sport to do, but it's honestly one of the weirdest sports to do. Like often you're just sitting there going, what am I doing? Like I'm freezing cold. I'm wet. I'm sitting on a chairlift with a stranger. And it is an odd sport.
Yeah, you get on your skis, funny, but then, and you're down the hill in two minutes, and then what?
Exactly. And then you're like, do it all again. Exactly. It is a strange sport. It is strange. I mean, I have a lot of fun, and it's really, really great, but it's so weather dependent, you know, and especially in Australia, it was 7 degrees a couple of days. So it was warm. That's warm.
Yeah,
like
that does
that's
sound
slushy
warm for
kind
snow,
of
yeah.
warm. Yeah. But then, you know, 2 days later, it was -5 and we had snow and it was, you know, it's beautiful. It's exciting. But it is, yeah, it's an odd sport. You're paying a lot of money and you never know if it's going to be good or, and the day that we arrived also, it was packed. It was the Holi festival. Oh. So there was like thousands of people there coming to just look at the snow. So it was like this, it's just a weird gathering of people that just come and stare at this natural phenomenon. It's really funny.
Of course, Holi Festival is famous for when they throw those coloured dyes around the sky. Did they do that in the snow?
No, I didn't see much of that, but I think it was a holiday. It was on a Friday or a Saturday, I think. So yeah, there was just lots of people there sort of like reveling in the snow, which was, you know, it's really great. But Australian snow is just definitely like, it's not that exciting, I guess, in comparison to, you know, the snow that we see overseas. So by the end of the day, it is just kind of like this brown sort of like slushy that everyone's just still kind of like, wow, cool. And you're like, yeah, I guess so. It's pretty cool, but still. So it's a weird thing. And you still got to pay a lot of money to get to the snow. So yeah, it is a funny, I had the most amazing time. I'm not trying to downplay it. It was beautiful. But yeah, it's a weird sport. There's no doubt about it. You got to get all the gear. You got to buckle up. You got to walk like a robot. You know, you've got to.
how many days did you go for?
6 days.
And did you? I couldn't remember what you said.
Did you snowboard every day?
Yeah.
I snowboarded every day. Yeah. So I do snowboard. I'm a snowboarder. My dad skis, and then my other friend came, and he's a skier too. So you're always like kind of awkward one when you get off the chairlift. You've got to like sit down and buckle up your other boot and like get it. Like you're just like kind of not as like streamlined, you know?
Yeah.
Is there still a bit of a, you know, difference between the skiers and the snowboarders? Like, is there one that like disses the other one, or ones that look the others and go, I'm better than you? You know, like, is there a bit of separation?
I think so, especially at the pub when you get off your gear, you're in your boots still, and the skiers are walking around like robots, kind of like awkwardly trying to get to the bar. Whereas like, you know, as a snowboarder, you've got the comfy boots and you can kind of maneuver much easier. Definitely, I think for the older generation, the snowboarders are looked down upon. But nowadays, I met a lot of people that do both. So they go from snowboarding to skiing, depending on the weather and depending on the snow. So I think that there's that kind of now crossover a bit more. Hot chocolates are where it's at with skiing. I feel like that's like the kind of thing to do. But also drinking is quite intense with skiing. Like it was 9:30 and I saw a lot of people smashing beers at 9:30, you know, midweek at 9:30. And I was just like, how is that? You can't drink and operate this weird machinery on your feet down this mountain going that fast. Like, who said that was allowed?
This is why people
die. Like common practice.
This is why people die, Gabby.
Yeah.
Because they do this.
Well, helmets are in, which is good. Many people wearing helmets, which is good to see. Nice. So that's good. It's odd if you don't wear a helmet these days. So that's good. That's changed.
Yeah.
It was pretty uncool for a while. But now it's cool to have your brain.
Just like in football,
it's just like in
rugby leagues. I was going to say,
But you, Mick, I was like cold and slushy in the snow. You were wet and deep in mud for 3 days.
Yeah,
right.
Well, as 2 weeks ago, I was on the way up to Splendor during the recording of this show, and of course, what was to follow was 3 days, almost 3 days of music in the mud, Splendor in the mud, as it was well known to be, but. I've never seen mud like it. Like, seriously, never, ever seen like a syrupy, like, sea of mud where you put your foot in it and then the mud just like surrounds your foot. So your foot disappears in the mud and then you lift your foot out again and then it's like you didn't even know you stepped there because it's just like, just like liquid. Oh, it's gross.
No.
And you couldn't even avoid it.
It's literally my worst nightmare.
The entry into the main entry into the Splendor was like this. You walked around a corner where you're sort of navigating past mud, trying not to get dirty, going, oh, maybe I can do this without getting dirty. And then you get to the main entrance and it's just like a sea of mud. And you go, I can't avoid this now. This is it. This is where it begins. So some places the mud was sort of like, even up to like 30 centimeters. So if you didn't have high gum boots, it was just going to go into the like short gum boots. You just get your feet saturated. You couldn't avoid it. Pretty much. And even under the tents, where you'd think, oh, maybe it's a bit drier under the tent. No, because the tents, the water was flowing in under the tents, and then everyone was just jumping around, and then it just made it all muddy anyway. So there's really nowhere to escape it other than the paved paths, and there's not many of those at Splendor. So once you get past the mud, once you get past the massive people, the lines, the toilets.
How did you get past that? I can't get past any of that.
You go and watch the music and you appreciate that these artists who've been waiting 3 years to go to a Splendor, just like we've been waiting 3 years to see people playing at it. These artists have been waiting 3 years to play them. So they're excited to be there. They're jumping on stage. They're having a great time. You just get into it. You enjoy it. It doesn't matter. You don't worry about the mud after a while. You just enjoy the music. And that made up for it, you know, and it always does because it doesn't matter what the environment's like. You're all in the same boat. So, yeah, it was fun. I had a great time.
A literal boat.
Would have been handy, I think.
Yep.
Park a little houseboat in the mud. I've spoken to you a few times since you've been back, but I haven't asked you because I saved it for the show. Oh. I do have questions.
Oh, okay.
How many clothes did you lose? Did you lose shoes and stuff? Like, are they?
So I have to admit, my gumboots didn't arrive until the Friday night. So I actually went on site, even though the music didn't happen. It got cancelled on the Friday. I went in with my old Nike sneakers on the first day to Splendor. And I saw that entry, like I just said, and I went, oh, okay, these shoes are just going to be saturated and sopping wet and disgusting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I actually, in hindsight, it was a dumb decision to even try and wear sneakers because my feet would have been like just wet and soggy and dirty the whole day and it would have been just gross.
Just horrible.
And there's people who've told stories of, the big word was trench foot.
I was going to say, this is very similar to trench foot. I mean, not very similar. There are a few differences,
well,
but.
If you had an infection or a cut on your foot, you would get infected. Exactly. Because the mud was just disgusting. People were just dropping everything in it. I can't imagine what was in that mud at the end, like mobile phones.
We don't need to.
Yeah. Vapes, you know, keys. You know,
I heard there's a band in there.
Many people drop their vapes in the mud and they take them off and clean them off and use them. I'm like, dude, just give
no.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Off the grass and on the mud.
I didn't lose anything, really. I was very, very careful not to drop my phone. Like, yeah. Like, so careful.
And did you stay there or did you stay elsewhere?
I didn't camp. No. Okay. That's for losers and young people. I stayed in a very plush resort up in Kingscliff.
Okay.
Which had a pool. And then we all rocked
great
back
place
on.
Place to wash your feet off?
We all washed. Oh,
yeah.
Funny
sorry.
Story.
Sorry.
No, but there's like a fountain at the front. And everyone was rocking back from Splendor stupidly late. Just like gumboots. Coated in mud.
Yeah.
And the security guard at the front's just like, we've already had people walk through here. There's mud all over the place. But if you can just wash your feet in the fountain over there, like the water feature at the front of the resort, that would be great. We'd rather have that being muddy than the inside.
Wow.
So we all did that. Everyone was just tromping through this fountain to clean off their boots as they went in. Oh, man. It was, and the buses. You don't want to see the buses. I don't even know who cleaned them. I would have just driven them off a cliff.
Yeah, just write it off. Like, you couldn't pay me to do this. It just sounds like awful. Awful, awful, awful.
Yeah.
I'll go back next year. No worries.
Of course you will.
Yeah.
I feel very bad for the organisers and for everyone. It's stressful. And
it's rain. You can't help rain.
I feel bad for the people, the bands on Friday that didn't get to play and the people who went specifically to see bands on Friday that didn't get to play. That was really
bummer.
Yeah,
that's bad.
Who was the best band?
The Boys. If you're a 2CR listener.
The Boys.
Can we play The Boys here?
Yeah. The Boys are a fantastic Sydney band. They are kicking goals all over the place. They're just about to support they were going to support Wet Leg at Oxford Arts Factory, which they did.
Are they?
They did already.
Nice.
Yeah. Set was cancelled on the Friday, but they managed to do the secret little side set on the Saturday in just like a little activation, like a brewery activation on a small stage. And it wasn't a massive crowd or anything. It wasn't the same as being in one of the big tents or anything, but it was awesome to see them there. And they can at least say played at Splendor.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty unique situation. So they were amazing. Genesis Owusu, kick butt. Amel and the Sniffers, awesome.
Genesis, did you say?
Genesis Owusu.
Ah.
No, not Phil Collins.
Okay.
That's what my wife always says. Are you going to see Genesis? No. Phil Collins is not.
My wife.
Going to play Splendor. Anyway, yeah.
You never know. Well, I couldn't find The Boys. I found Beastie Boys.
B-U-O-Y-S. Come on. Spell it right, Joel.
Well, I didn't. You're not being very specific, are you? With your, no, sorry, I'll be very specific.
Talking about the Netflix, the Amazon show.
Yeah, yeah. There's a program here. We'll put that on. There you go. Okay, there's three songs here. Already Gone, Gold, and Red Flags. Did they
Red
get
Flags,
it right?
That's the new one. That's a great song. Really good. You're going to play a bit.
I was going to, but I can't
you're
remember gonna
push the white
to...
orbit thing button on. Is it
Red Flags is sporty.
Yeah, it is.
That's true. There are, let's see, what is this?
Does it work?
My girlfriend used to play football with Hillary, who's in The Boys, soccer related.
Really?
There you go. It's all coming together.
Hillary Geddes is the guitarist, an amazing guitarist. Also known as Hillary Shreddies. I mean, she shreds so hard.
Okay. I went to uni with her. She's a couple years below. She played with, what's Ryan's band?
She played with Jackie Brown Jr.
That's the band
for
I'm thinking
a little
of.
While. Yes.
Excellent. I have no idea what any of you
are. We're just talking on the side here. It could be a music
show. I know, because I know I've interviewed. From Jackie Brown Jr.
Dobby,
of course.
Ryan, that's what we're talking about, Ryan.
Okay, well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
It is all coming together.
And they played soccer, so sport.
Anyway, here's The Boys with Red Flags. That's all we can play because I do not have the rights to play that song, but I'm sure it was fantastic.
Poor things. Anyway, sorry. That's my life. What's happening, Joel?
Well, we've got a lot of sport happening, actually, so we should get into that if I can find
All right,
sport.
Hands up who's been staying up at night to watch the Commonwealth Games.
My hand is, I'm with Rowan.
Yeah.
My half hand up. Is half up.
Sorry, you're going to do a sports thing, were you?
Too late. That'll
look.
Look, the Comm Games started 6-7 days ago when you're listening to this, I guess, or maybe you're listening to this a week later. Remember, it's finished. And the Commonwealth Games were on. Hang on, I've got to bring up the Commonwealth Games section of this
Well, yes, there it is. to start with.
Sorry, you asked the question, who's been staying up? Mm. I haven't been staying up too late, but I'll once it sort of starts around 7, 7.30, I'm putting it on.
Yeah, it's prime time. It's, yeah. Like, it's pretty cool.
You like, enjoy the swimming. It's mostly sort of heats, but you can occasionally get a medal race, although they sort of happen in our morning. Mm. But yeah, I've been watching every night.
Nice. Definitely. It's just hard to keep up the amount of medals. Funnily
enough, Gabby is just finding out it's on, actually. So this is exciting for her.
I am. I'm literally like, oh, Commonwealth Games. What's happening? When did it start?
So we're like 6 days down, 123 medals. It's crazy. Like how
for
many?
Us.
Wow.
Just for Australia. Like 46 gold, 38 silver, 39 bronze. I mean, we're talking on Thursday here at the moment.
That's right.
And we're 20 like medals ahead of England who are hosting the thing. And if we can beat them, sucked in.
It would be great. We are, so we are, day five was the best for us so far. We got 35 medals in one day. Like, that is a lot of medals.
Yep.
And a lot of gold. Did you read out the gold medals then?
Oh, yeah, I said we had 46 gold.
46? At the moment. That is a lot after 6 days of competition.
I mean, of course, it's all swimming. That's what we get best helps. In. So we'll probably slow down a little bit now, and then there's a lot of team sports.
Speaking of the swimming, what's crazy is 65 of those 123 came from swimming.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Exactly. And always have swimming in the first week and then athletics in the second week, I think. So
yeah.
We've got some great athletics.
We do. And
well.
Like the athletics have started.
Oh, some pole vault.
They sort of cross over, but the swimming is always at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been really... been really enjoyable. I've loved it. I love to watch swimming. I've said that on this show so many times.
Well, being a swimmer. Swimming,
okay, I race Ian Thorpe. All right. I race...
God, you have to bring it up, didn't you?
You brought it up. I didn't say anything. Gabby looks amused. She's frozen. Oh, no, she's
there. I'm literally Googling what countries are not in the Commonwealth Games.
Well, England. I mean, sorry, America, China.
You find England.
All the countries that usually win. Russia. Any country that usually wins the Olympic Games is not in the Commonwealth.
This
Games.
Is like the mini Olympics.
So you're
trying to downgrade the Commonwealth Games. You're trying to say they're not that important.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to see who's hot and who's not. I'm just trying to figure out who's in and who's out.
New Zealand's third at the moment, which is fourth. After Canada. They've got 16 gold, 10 silver, 10 bronze. But New Zealand are beating like Scotland, South Africa, India, in a few other countries. But I'm enjoying it too. I haven't watched as much as I want to. I keep on, I don't know, having it on but not really watching it. Just sort of
on the
background.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
I think having it on in the background is
but just loving watching the highlights, you know, seeing who wins. Emma McEwen is just like killing it. She's now the highest gold medal scorer of all time, 13 gold or something.
Yeah, for Australia. Or is it for any country?
Well, for anyone. Like,
I think also, home games
she has the most gold medals of any person in the Commonwealth Games ever.
Oh, excellent.
I think like Michael Phelps has Olympics has.
Cody Simpson.
What's that?
Got a gold. Cody Simpson, the guy that we were like, he's not getting a gold. He's a musician.
Cody Simpson is a fantastic swimmer. Yeah, he's really good.
But he only started training like a couple of years ago. It's pretty impressive.
I think he started out as a swimmer, much like myself. We may have even raced. I don't know. I don't know if he raced Ian Thorpe, but I did.
Can we have a race on time, Joel? Like now?
Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to kick my ass. Maybe you can give me a bit of a handicap. Like, you start when I'm like 20 minutes in or something. Yeah. And then see if you can catch me.
We can do that.
Oh, let's do it.
What stroke are we going to do?
Oh, freestyle. I mean, I used to be a good backstroke.
Oh, I hate backstroke.
So maybe we can do a bit of each, you know? All right. We'll have a set of challenge.
Oh, this is
great.
This
sounds so thrilling.
We're going to film it. It's content.
It is content. Commonwealth Games still going. Mm. They finish on the 8th, I think, of August. So a few more days.
Totally unrelated. But this time next year, we're going to have the Women's World Cup on in Australia as well. So we're less than a year away from another huge sporting event. So I just noticed that today.
There's a lot coming up.
Yep.
Rugby League World Cup at the end of this year.
Yeah. T20 World Cup.
T20 World Cup.
Sport galore.
World Cup. Men's at the end of the year.
All the World Cups.
All the World Cups. Yes, exactly. FIFA.
You get a World Cup.
Now, what else have you got in your list there of things to talk about? Is there something about maybe a certain NRL game?
There is. Which NRL game would you like to talk about, Mick? Because there's a few.
Well, there's really only one that's mattered in the last week.
That's right. Brisbane Broncos going down to the West Tigers. What a game it was.
You're saying that trumps mine?
Absolutely. If the team coming last wins the game, mate,
you've
got to give them something. Had we done this show last week, I would have spent the entire 30 minutes complaining about how ridiculous the loss to the Cowboys was for the Tigers.
Yeah, that was huge.
Insane. Mm-hmm. And it is still going. There's still like a possible court case coming. It's really big. And I was like prepared to yell into the mic for the whole 30 minutes. Wow. Happily. The NRL, the refs.
We dodged a bullet there.
Cowboys. Have you?
I mean,
it would have been fun, I thought.
The lawyers would have been onto us.
oh, probably. Yeah, I probably would have said a few things I shouldn't. Anyway, the Tigers beat the Broncos. So
they nearly beat the Cowboys, but did beat the Broncos.
And then did beat the Broncos. Two top eight teams.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And now we've got on the record many times, you've said that the Tigers are going to get the wooden spoon this year.
I have, yes.
Have you changed your mind?
Ooh.
Now I don't know.
Ooh. Is it not on the bottom anymore?
Look, if they can beat, that's right. So they've jumped the Titans. If they can beat the Knights this weekend.
Very doable.
Yeah, The Knights are really struggling at the moment. They've got all this drama with David Clemmer and swearing at his trainers and all this sort of stuff. Jeez. It's a big drama. Yeah. They want to get rid of him. Hopefully that helps the Tigers and not them go be like, oh, well, we're just going to, I don't know. And Adam O'Brien, you've been to Newcastle, Mick.
Yes.
You've been in a commentary box next to Adam O'Brien.
Oh, right, yeah.
He absolutely goes crazy in the commentary box. He bangs the wall. All you hear the whole game is just him hitting the wall or hitting the table. He's a very angry man. They're saying he's going to go as coach. Don't know, how did I get onto the Knights? I was talking about how good the Tigers were.
Yeah,
anyway.
And we haven't even talked about the other big game.
I don't know if they're going to not get the wooden spoon, but I think if they beat the Knights this weekend, surely that's enough of a gap to the Titans.
Yes, I think you're right.
The Tigers, their social media post when they won Brisbane, like two in a row.
Yeah.
That's a joke, yeah. because they actually did post that they won
the week before.
And then they deleted the post quickly.
Yeah. They used the same picture, just changed the post. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Of course, the other big news is that the Penrith Panthers, who are on top of the ladder, have only lost two games this year. Who have they lost those two games to?
Oh, can I have a guess?
Yes, you can guess.
Parramatta.
Correct.
Thank you.
Win the game. Of course, yes. Everyone was asking me last Friday, are the Eels going to do it again? Are they going to beat the Panthers again? I said, yeah, they will. And I went out to the game.
The confidence.
I was in the really swishy section, right, drinking beers, like, you know, 10 minutes from the field, watching Nathan Cleary walk off the field after doing a little bad tackle there, Nate. He was hitting his head on his hand.
He
and
wasn't
his fist
happy with
on
himself.
He was pissed off, but he did it. Like, he lifted a player up and he drove him
into
the ground.
Yeah, he did the wrong thing. And he knew he did
the wrong thing. But I couldn't believe he was even going to get 10. Like, everyone on the ground was just like, oh, no, whatever, off, chanting. And then he got sent, like, completely off. And everyone was just like, what? Like, because they just don't expect Nathan Cleary,
exactly,
of all players,
Golden
to get
boy.
Even 10 minutes, yep, let alone off. So then after that, it was just a party at the stadium. Like, everyone was just so happy. I know that we could have won by 50 if we had played more, but we won by enough and everyone was just like, this is
so,
the best.
So I got to ask, because you won by a lot, but what happened in that second half there? Because
I reckon Brad Arthur just said to the players, look, guys, we're about to beat Penrith for the second time this season. You don't have to score anymore.
Okay.
Just don't let them score. And I think that's what he said. And they did score one and we scored one. So it was one for one, but in the end, yeah, he probably would have liked us to go ahead, but he's not one of these coaches that goes to the throat, unfortunately. I wish he was, that he doesn't have that sort of killer instinct that a lot of other coaches do. So in the end, we did what we had to do to win, and that's sort of where he comes from. I think that's all he wants. He just wants to win, and that's probably shows in our for and against, which is not great. So yeah, pretty damn happy for the Eels. It sort of solidifies us in the top eight, but it's going to be tight. We've only got five rounds to go.
Yeah.
And you're looking at Dragons, Seagulls, Raiders, Roosters, and Rabbitohs all fighting for the bottom two spots, pretty much. And even the Eels aren't safe, but they're equal fourth with the Storm, the Broncos, so they're okay.
It is very jammed there in that bottom half of the top eight. Very jammed.
And Manly play Parramatta this week, which is a huge game for both clubs, you know, to see who gets up there. Raiders have got the Panthers now, so are the Panthers buggered without Cleary and Luai? Or will they bounce back? I really don't know.
I think this week will be very telling because Canberra can be a good side. And if Canberra are on...
And it's at home. It's in Canberra.
And they're playing in Canberra.
Probably cold. It's always cold there.
It's always going to be cold. Guaranteed. So, yeah, it really depends. I think this game could be quite telling to see what happens.
Yeah.
They may have to just rush Luai back.
Oh, yeah. What's he got anyway?
I'm not too sure.
It was like an MCL or something.
Is
like
it?
That.
Oh, yeah. That's the other new one, the not so bad one.
Yeah.
Mm. Not so bad. Yeah. They might have to. I mean, it does, like, again, they'd really have to. So they're three games clear of the Cowboys. So they'd really, with five games left, they'd have to lose pretty much all five.
Yep.
And Cowboys.
Yep. Win. People are saying that this is it. The Panthers won't get the minor premiership now. So
it's big. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty big.
But if you're the Panthers, you'd probably be like, I don't need the minor premiership. They're going for back-to-back. So the flip side to that argument is both their halves will come back.
For the finals.
Round fresh.
Yeah.
And with a point to prove.
Yeah.
Which could be dangerous to anyone who rocks up to the week one.
Especially Cleary, who's not injured.
Yeah.
Just did something silly. So he'll be like raring to go.
For sure.
And played finals last year and the year before. So they know what they're doing. Mm. All right. And the other big news out of the NRL, of course, was, and I love this name, Manly's Rainbow Seven. I think it's a fantastic name, calling them that. I don't know who came up with it, but I'm all for it.
Well, that was the massive Rainbow news 7. 2 weeks ago. When
was it 2 weeks ago?
Was it
when
ago?
It actually broke.
No, it was one. Well, yeah, over
last week.
Just over a week. And
the game was
these
last
players
week.
Didn't play, and Manly lost. And, you know, I mean, we haven't talked about it yet, but the full credit, for my opinion, is to the Manly club for actually pushing ahead with this and making a stand and being the first club in the whole NRL to actually have a Pride jersey. Like, everyone should have one. And they're talking about having a Pride round next year. He's hoping it goes ahead.
Yeah.
If players want to stand out and don't want to play it, that's their bloody choice. I mean, they can do it if they want, but they don't play it. But it's obviously going to affect them and their...
The least offensive Pride jersey I've
absolutely.
Ever seen.
Oh yeah, it's like a tiny little.
We've
bit.
Gone. Please, we want glitter and we want you to wear wings and just sachet, babe. It's like you can barely tell that has anything to do with inclusion or LGBT community. It's quite funny.
It's and very, like, very subtle.
The sports bet and alcohol, still have front and center on both on
exactly.
their jerseys everywhere, which no one seems to kick up about.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, they could make it a bit gayer. Like, if they made it more gay, I would get why some people might step out. Like, to step out and not play because of a few little colorful lines is just crazy. Just make it more gay. Like, you may as well just go ham. Just go gay.
Yeah. Hopefully next year they do it.
They have entered
maybe
like
they just wear no jerseys.
The last couple
skins.
Of years, the NRL and everything like that. So
really?
Yeah, NRL's got a float, for sure.
Okay.
And they even changed their logo when, same-sex marriage thingy was happening.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the NRL as a whole.
What does that like? Yeah, Cap.
I'm just thinking that they should just not wear any jerseys, and then that would be really
gay.
They go skins.
Call it skins.
Skins versus
just painted painted on
shirt.
On the body.
Like,
body painting.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, let's see what happens next year. You never know.
Yeah.
Any other NRL news?
World Pride.
World Pride next year, huge.
No, NRL's boring.
Okay.
Move on.
There's lots of other news.
Yes.
There was some tennis news, some football news, the women's Euros. England won that. They beat Germany.
Yeah. Lionesses.
Lionesses, yes. Mm. AFL, West Coast Eagles star Josh Kennedy says this Sunday's game against the Crows is his last.
Boom.
He's been around for a very long time. But we're pretty much out of time.
In Nick Kyrgios news as well, he just had a game overnight, and one of the balls accidentally hit like an old lady in the front row, and he went up and gave him his towel,
and the
crowd loved Nick Kyrgios out of America.
Absolutely,
like, he's there.
Sorry, can we just talk about that video? Because this poor old lady got hit in the ball, and she was like, "Ow, my face!" And then Nick Kyrgios comes up with a towel, and you can literally see her in the video going, "What's this for? Why do I have this? I don't want this. What's it for?" And the woman, the daughter's like, "Shut up, mum. Just take the towel." He's just like, "What is this for? Like, I don't want his stinky sweaty towel." You just see her just being like, if you watch the video online, I highly recommend it. I think she's just super confused.
Yeah.
But good, great press for him.
Exactly.
And they call her, "Oh, Nick gives a surprise present to a fan." You're like, how do you know she's not there for the other guy?
A non-fan.
Yeah.
All right, it's game time. As I said, Josh Kennedy's last game for the Crows this weekend.
Right.
What number game will this be for him?
Oh, come on.
Oh, God. 125.
342. Wrong. Who's closest?
273.
Oh, 293.
Whoa.
Well done.
Close enough. That was a pure guess.
That was very good.
Rowan wins.
Okay. Well, that's the end of the show.
Hey.
So,
all right. Thanks. See you all next week.
See you next week.
Okie doke.
Yeah. Sick.
Okie dokes.